talking about it. Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Way through the work week, unless you work the weekends. Well, then that just sucks. But let's pretend you work Monday through Friday only. Hey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Also, have our number in your phone. Why? Well, first of all, you can call us and talk, but also we got some cool stuff we're hooking you up with all this week. Our number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And everything we talk about usually gets posted up online, too, at joeandalexshow.com. Sitting to my left, getting her croissant on, Alexandria Clark. Good morning.
Good morning. Today's the day I get my last two cavities filled.
Wow. So how many did you already get filled before?
Three.
Oh, God.
I know.
You're really going to hit your copay soon, aren't you?
I probably already did. It took me over 2 hours.
You should get all new teeth.
To get the other three filled.
Are you nervous or how are you feeling?
Multiple shots in my mouth. Because it seems to take a lot more to make sure that my mouth is totally numb.
Totally numb. But then you like bite your tongue or your lip.
Ugh, it's the worst. But I'm like, and you know what else? Is I'm putting my headphones in, I'm listening to podcasts or something like while this is going on. But then the dentist is still trying to talk to me. Like, I can't hear you. Like I said, I'm listening to a podcast. Number one, I can't hear you because of the drilling and all this other crap going on. And by the way, it has been so long since I've had a cavity filled. There's smoke. When they're drilling, smoke comes up.
Well, that's what your teeth do. Like, when I got dental work done, like, on my teeth, and, like, they filed them down a little bit, it smells terrible, by the way. Tell me what the worst smells.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, whoa, is there a fire in my mouth?
I don't think that's smoke. That's probably just your enamel dust, like, just coming up.
Something.
No, it's, like, burning.
Like bone.
It's kind of smoke.
Really? You think?
Yes.
I don't think so.
It's not a fire smoke.
I don't know.
So, Porkchop, you were saying to me yesterday that you were looking for another job. Did you find one?
Oh, no.
What do you mean? Hold on. I wasn't there for this.
No, I'll tell you about that later. But I was going to say I did do something huge yesterday.
Oh, God. You always make things bigger than they are.
That's fine if you don't want to talk about it, but you aren't looking for another job.
No. I said
an additional job.
Right.
I'm just being funny.
No. Oh, okay. No, I'll just tell you. I finally got my car fixed.
Oh, good.
Yes. So
what'd you do to fix it?
I'm going to be Uber driving more.
What was that?
Yeah, what would you do to fix it? What was wrong?
There's something wrong with the steering wheel, which they fixed. And then I am leaking coolant. Like, coolant is leaking. So it's my water pump. Luckily, I think that's covered by my powertrain warranty. So I'm actually going to bring that to Dodge to get fixed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's 300,000 miles on my car. You know, I bought it brand new. All those miles are mine.
You should just put it down and let it rest easy.
No way. It's a powertrain lifetime warranty.
Okay. Now, speaking of cars, I'm kind of wondering before we find out how else everything is. Liv the Web Girl, have you got your registration yet?
No, I have not.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
But hey, here's
months,
the thing.
People.
I know
months.
It's months, but here's the thing. From the beginning, I said I wasn't going to get it done until after my trip to Hawaii that I took. I just got back at like 3 o'clock yesterday. I'm going to get it done this week. I just wanted to get Hawaii out of the way.
Well, good.
And, you know, and now that Hawaii's out of the way, I'm back getting into my regular routine. I'm going to get my registration done. I actually totally forgot about that until you brought it up right now, Joe.
So,
whoops.
Okay.
Well, we're excited to have you back on the show.
Oh,
I'm excited
God.
To be back, but I'm not going to lie, there was a point in time where I looked to my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, and said, you know, we could both quit our jobs and become bartenders and just, like, move down here.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah. Everyone, every single person who is a bartender or an Uber is not from there. They just decided to like up and leave their life and jobs and like get jobs.
Yeah, oh if you do that, be prepared to live in poverty and literally in a little hut with dirt floors like Bruno Mars did.
No, wait, I don't know.
Then what's the difference with what Liv's doing now then?
Yeah, a lot.
Just a little bit colder. All right. Hey, we are the Joe and Alex Show. Hang on, coming up next, Alex will tell us everything that's coming up in the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Alicia Keys has been confirmed as the host of the 2019 Grammy Awards on February 10th. The Grammys is returning to L.A. this year. Alicia made the big announcement on the Grammys' official Twitter account yesterday afternoon after uploading a short film to YouTube that shows her getting the call from the Grammys. Here she is talking about the honor.
I know what it feels like to be honest. I know what it feels like to be proud of the work that you've put in and to be recognized for it. And I just feel grateful that I'm able to bring that light and that energy. This is a first, you know? It's a first and it's amazing and I think it's perfect timing. Honestly, I'm really excited. I feel really good about it.
Someone big is returning to one of your favorite reality shows. Rob Kardashian is returning to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kim revealed her brother is going to return to the E! Reality show for its upcoming 16th season. Rob only appeared in 2 episodes of season 14 and didn't appear at all in season 15.
I am psyched. I cannot wait. We missed you, Rob.
We did miss him. To Catch a Predator host, Chris Hansen has been accused of bouncing checks and failing to pay for $13,000 worth of marketing materials that he got from like a local vendor in Connecticut. He got all these like cups and plates. I don't know what he was doing, hosting a party.
He's innocent. Chris Hansen something. Being set up here.
Well, he apologized, promised to send another payment, but that other check never came, so an arrest warrant was issued for him, and he later turned himself over to police on Monday and was released without bond. So weird to me. The whole story. Discovery Inc. wants to revive Extreme Makeover Home Edition. The company's HGTV cable network plans to produce 10 new episodes of the former ABC series, featuring some of its many home experts as part of the process. The new episodes are expected to debut in late 2019, and HGTV has also secured the U.S. rights to air 100 episodes of the original series that ran on ABC for 9 seasons between 2003 and 2012. Ty Pennington, the carpenter and model who hosted it like forever ago, is yet to be decided on if he's coming back.
Oh, you got
to
bring back Ty Pennington. Move that bus! Or isn't that what they said? Something like that? Oh, I love that show. Did you watch it? Because I cried.
Yeah,
like,
I used to watch it. So I hope that they bring him back. I think that would be fun. Coming up in less than an hour, 2 more artists are speaking out against R. Kelly.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Next on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl is back from vacation, and yep, there's still things that she doesn't get. This one, well, I think it has to do with water. We'll explain next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Stop. Okay, we get it.
Liv, what are boats?
Okay, so I know what they are. You go on them and then, like, you cruise, but I just don't understand how. Like, if you throw a piece of metal or, like, a jewelry piece or a necklace or something into the water, it floats and sinks to the ground. Like, I don't understand how this giant hunk of metal just doesn't sink to the ground, especially when there's people on it. Like, I mean, people sink. They don't just flow. I don't understand how it stays above water. I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Good morning. It's time for you to get your news on Joe's Need to Know News. I already asked, would anybody share their Netflix login? And I got a resounding no. And
well, because they said
good.
They're going to start cracking down. I don't want to go to jail.
Well, they're doing that, and now they're charging us more money. They're raising their prices. They're going to invest heavily in new programs, they say. That's their excuse. All 3 of the company's plans will increase in price by $1 or $2. The standard $11 plan will now go up to $13 a month. They say it'll be applied to existing members over the next few months. And if you're a new member, if you signed up today, you're going to be charged full price. Immediately.
This is so bad because I use my sister and my brother-in-law's login, obviously, because I'm super broke, but so does everyone else in my family, and I've given the password and username to so many people. like over the years, and this is just really bad.
Peeps, they're opening a factory to the public for the first time ever, and they're saying it's for a great cause, kind of like Willy Wonka. Just Born Quality Confections with manufacturers Peeps. They're teaming up for a New Jersey chapter of United Way for a special sweepstakes. So it is kind of like Willy Wonka here. Anyone who donates $5 to the organization will be entered for a factory tour, and here's what you're also going to get. A trip to the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They'll get 4 people that trip. Exclusive Peep factory tour. $250 shopping spree at the store, plus hotel, airfare, maybe hairfare too. Maybe they'll get you looking all good. And the contest ends on April 8th. I would never enter this, but I'm sure somebody right now is losing their ever-loving mind. I just don't understand Peep people.
Peeps, yeah, they're disgusting.
Liv, do you like Peeps? Probably not because there's sugar in it.
No, absolutely not. I think people that, there's a special kind of person that likes a Peep and they're all the same.
Yeah, they're so disgusting. They taste like cardboard. Ugh.
I assume you've been arrested for something like really creepy if you like Peeps.
If you like Peeps, you have zero class.
Well, hey, I have zero class and I don't like them at all. Experts warn up to 90% of receipts contain cancer-causing chemicals. Great, another thing that's going to kill us. Receipts with ink that fade over time are made with thermal paper, which contains BPA. Studies have shown the chemical can lead to some cancer, and it has previously been linked to infertility, autism, ADHD,
what?
Obesity, type 2 diabetes, premature births, and early onset puberty.
Oh, great.
That is... How?
They're saying, ladies, do not keep your receipts in your purse. I looked at my wife's purse when I saw this morning, and I was getting ready for the show before I came into work. Guess what it is?
Probably like 10 of them.
It's just a filing cabinet for receipts.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, great. We're going to get cancer. Our kids are going to be uglier than I thought they would be. Yeah, they say you should avoid storing receipts in your purses, wallets, or cars, and make sure the receipts don't come in contact with food.
Wow.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
They're trying to kill us.
They shouldn't give away receipts at fast food restaurants anymore.
Yeah, you got to double dose.
Oh, because it's with your food.
Yeah, it's so dangerous.
Now, who is it? Is it Walgreens? Who's got those long...
CVS.
CVS is the main killer culprit here. They're trying to take us all down. And finally, I know Liv had the hiccups bad, but if you have a cough too... They say chocolate is better for coughs than cough syrup.
Oh.
So I think we all got to love this one. They prescribed more than 160 patients, doctors did, either regular cough medicine or chocolate-based medicine.
Does it have to be dark chocolate?
It doesn't say. They found those who take chocolate medicine showed significant improvements within 2 days. They believe that's because chocolate is sticky, so it can also help to relieve irritation and inflammation and suppress the urge to cough. Remember when you lost your voice? Maybe you should add some chocolate.
I guess so.
Plus, it tastes pretty dang good.
Chocolate.
I want to get chocolate wasted. Okay, we're stupid. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Check us out on Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up this hour, we got a lot going on. We're going to be hooking someone up, why not you, at around 45 after, with a trip to the 61st Annual Grammys. You get qualified for that trip, and just for getting qualified, you get digital downloads of artists that are going to be there, that are nominated, like Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, Post Malone, Cardi B, Ariana Grande, and many more. All right, so this is a great story here about just a guy helping somebody out, not expecting anything. And then just how it all kind of nowadays things can go viral and your good karma can come back. This is a homeless dude. He helped an NFL player's car out of the snow, and now he's continuing to reap the rewards from his act of kindness.
One act of kindness can go a long way.
I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to express it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I wasn't expecting all that. All I was trying to do is what I normally do.
Jeff Allen, an offensive lineman for the Chiefs, hours before Saturday's playoff game, he and his wife's car was stuck in the snow. Dave helped pull their car out, and now... Many in the community are embracing Dave, but not everyone.
They look at my criminal past, and they look at what I've been charged with and all that, and they use that against me, and they think I'm gonna prove them wrong, and I'm not gonna make a fool. I wanna better myself and not make a fool out of nobody that's actually here for us on our side.
Dave's life is filled with mugshots. Stealing and breaking into cars has landed him in jail dozens of times. But Dave says he doesn't want to live that life anymore.
They call me Crash, okay? Okay, because of my prison background and all that. But I'm not nobody's Crash dummy no more.
Man, that's an interesting nickname. They call me Crash. Hey, Crash.
Many people locally and nationally are helping Dave. A GoFundMe has raised thousands of dollars.
We saw your story at 5 o'clock yesterday, and it just kind of kickstarted the idea of making sure that, you know, Dave is going to have the cold weather gear.
E. Edwards Workwear gave Dave and his fiance clothes, boots, and gift cards.
Noticed that he had trash bags over his back glass and said he was living out of his vehicle, so I thought, you know, what we can do, we can put some glass in it. We've got some here at the shop.
Ivan King with the Casey Glass Guys gave him new windows.
Just warming to know that people care and they want to take care of their own here in Kansas City.
There's so many good Samaritans in this town, but how many of them are homeless? How many of them don't have the basics? And then to be willing to pull over on the side of the road and help somebody out when you don't have a lot yourself.
One random act of kindness has turned into hundreds of responses to help a man in need get a second chance at life.
I don't even know how to express it. I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed by all it. Like, man, I just want to thank everybody.
That's so cool right there, man. And I guess he wasn't just helping out the football player because he didn't even know who he was, but he was helping out everybody that he saw got stuck in this particular stretch of road.
That's so nice.
So it's like, way to go, man. I just love seeing when there's actually good stories. It's not somebody manipulating the system or lying about it. It's just a regular dude down on his luck, and just his own community, his own people are pulling together to support him. So that's a really cool story right there. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, I would love for you to give us a call at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If you or someone you know has ever had an incident while on Ambien, Alex is a lesbian. Whoops, sorry.
She's our what? Right. Resident lesbian?
Yes, that too. She's our resident. It's hard to say resident Ambien for me to say.
Aunt Nesbitt. What?
She's our resident Ambien expert here because the girl practically lives off of it. I know you got some stories, but wait till you hear what happened to this poor guy. What he did is, like, unthinkable. If I did this, I'm just like, you know what? Kill me. I'm dead. That's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Okay. I want to hear your Ambien story. What happened while you were on Ambien? I don't think it can top what happened with this guy. A guy says he couldn't sleep, so he popped a lot of Ambien in the middle of the night. I don't know how much a lot is. And apparently, he proposed to his girlfriend.
Yikes.
Yeah. Dude proposed to his lady. He had a ring because he buys and sells jewelry online, and he had no idea he proposed until the next day when he realized he'd also changed his Facebook status to engage, and it had over 150 likes.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, he even did the Facebook official thing?
That's a big deal. Whoa. Right there. He says he hadn't planned on asking his girlfriend to marry him for at least another year, year and a half. And he said, quote, probably wouldn't have gotten her a better ring, too, but Ambien sped up the process. He said he's swearing off Ambien for good now. Can you pull back on that engagement, too, by the way? I think you can, right?
How do you get a ring, though? Like, he takes a bunch of Ambien, was it 7 o'clock at night, and then he went to a jewelry store? Because I don't understand.
No, like I said in the story, he buys and sells jewelry online.
Oh, okay.
And the girl
said,
are
you on Ambien right now?
No, I'm just, it's confusing.
The girl said yes. That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah, like, how does she not know? Like, I have so many questions.
Because every girl, Alex, I guarantee you, if the Egyptian proposed to you, like, tonight, you'd be like, yes! You would totally say yes.
Absolutely.
Like, she probably wanted it so bad.
But I just wonder, like, if your boyfriend, the Egyptian, if he can tell when you're on one of your Ambien trips.
I don't know if he can.
Isn't that noticeable?
I feel like it is, but I don't think he can, because apparently last night I must have said I was coming over after I had taken Ambien, because I took it at like 8:30. And then at 10:15, I see that I have a text message saying, are you coming? Like, are you coming over? And he sent me, like, a screenshot of my location, because we have our location turned on for each other, like, saying, like, you haven't moved. Like, what are you doing? And I wrote him back this morning when I woke up. I was like, huh? Because I have no idea what he's talking about. I must have, on the phone, said, hey, I'm going to come over. But he should know better, because, number one, he knows I would never leave my house after, like, 9 o'clock. Well, I wouldn't really leave my house after, like, 7 o'clock at night on a weeknight. But especially to say I'm coming over after 10 p.m. when he knows I have to work in the morning. There's no way.
Hey, Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened while you were on Ambien?
I got pulled over because I was allegedly swerving, and I ended up you know, blowing in the thing, doing all the road tests. I've never got in trouble for any reason in my life. I'm 50 years old, and I ended up getting a DUI because they took me, and I said, fine, take my blood. I'm not doing anything I shouldn't do, but I had that in my system, and it was 0.02 micrograms above whatever the legal limit is. I didn't even know there was a legal limit for that, but there is.
Ooh, I didn't either.
Wow.
Fair warning, yes. Apparently, it's in the same class as the Xanax stuff is for anxiety.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, well, be forewarned of that. The second one is a lot more funny. I took it at home, and if I found out through my kids, I have older kids and younger kids, if I didn't go to bed immediately when taking it, I would end up standing in the kitchen doing whatever I was doing and falling asleep, literally in the microwave, in the refrigerator. I would wake up 4 hours later completely bent over with my hands touching the ground, but asleep for real, no joke. I had no memory of how I got there.
Wow, so it's like you're doing yoga or something. That's impressive.
It was pretty, yeah, bad. The kids even recorded it.
Oh,
well,
good.
Well, send us the video, Anonymous. Then we'll know who you are, but that's awesome. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, Troy, how's it going?
It's going all right. How are you?
Good. Tell us your Ambien story.
So the last time that I took Ambien was years ago. And I had a friend who was going through a breakup, and they wanted to hang out because they needed someone to talk to. I had already taken my Ambien. I was ready to go to sleep. I had worked a 12-hour day. I told them I would talk to them tomorrow. I woke up the next morning. Apparently, after I took my Ambien, I took them out on the other side of the city to go out to a movie and go out to dinner. I bought gas, everything else. I had all the receipts on my dresser when I woke up the next morning, and I was like, what in the hell?
Oh my gosh, that is scary.
And you have no recollection of it?
No.
I
remember laying down, going to sleep, lights off, everything, woke up, new clothes on the ground that I did not remember putting on the whole night.
That blows my mind that it just takes over you. It's like it switches into another person. Well, now, did you find out at the end like where you went to eat, what movie you saw? I'm kind of intrigued by that.
Yeah, we went to Longhorn Steakhouse in Pearland, and I don't even remember the movie now because it was years ago, but it was like one of the Marvel movies or something that was out at the time.
Listen, Longhorn is good whether you're high or not.
Hey, thank you, Troy, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's wrap it up with Jennifer. And by the way, you can put this on our Twitter if you've got a story about how Ambien kind of did something funky to you, at Joe and Alex Show. Jennifer, what is your story?
Well, there's really too much to count, but hey, one time I went to sleep. My husband's mother, she used to take it. Okay, I would go to sleep. I woke up one time, new blinds in my house, and I'm like talking to I'm looking at my husband like, did you do this while we were? I mean, what's going on? And I'm looking at her. I'm like, where'd you go? You know, and she's like, I didn't do this. Well, she sure did. So that kind of scared me, like, and I'd wake up and there'd be sugar all over, and I'm like, okay, who's cooking in the middle of the night? And not me. It wasn't me. And I'm like,
where's my
party? We have to get her off this medicine.
I don't know, Jennifer, the interior decorating, the best thing is if she was like cleaning, that would be amazing. Just like, hey, can you clean for me in the middle of the night?
Like, it's shocking to me, all these people that are up for hours doing all these activities and driving and all these things. Like, if I'm up, it's only for a little bit, and then I fall asleep. Like,
how do you
I can't
know?
Stay awake.
How do you know?
I mean, I guess I don't, but that's scary.
833-JOE-ALEX. If you've seen Alex about town on Ambien, please give us a call. We'd appreciate it.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chance the Rapper has removed his 2015 collaboration with R. Kelly, Somewhere in Paradise, from several streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal. The rapper made the decision to pull the song after appearing in the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Chance admitted in the series that he made a mistake recording the song. He said it's still available on YouTube and his personal SoundCloud page, though.
I get that all these people are pulling stuff, but also at the same time, it's like, is that really that big of a deal? You're pulling a song? Like, how much money is that stream or download bringing in?
Well, I saw saw that a friend of mine in radio said that it's still over like 150 radio stations are still playing his music, and that's not a ton. But
I mean, like, if they're playing
every
music online,
every stream, it generates money for him. That money's going towards, you know, allegedly housing all these women in this cult and keeping them hostage and all that kind of stuff. So that's why every dollar counts, is kind of how people are feeling about it. Also, due to the controversy surrounding the release of Surviving R. Kelly, A$AP Rocky made clear that he is not going to do anything that can be construed as sexually inappropriate. So that is why he recently turned down two female fans' requests for a kiss on the cheek. In a video on social media, he said, "It's too much R. Kelly stuff going on right now. No kisses on the cheek tonight. Shoutouts to these beautiful young ladies. Y'all get home safe, okay?"
I want to apply that out there, too, to any Joan Alex Show listener. I'd love to meet you, but no kisses.
During her podcast on Tuesday, Anna Faris talked about the recent engagement of her ex-husband, Chris Pratt, and Katherine Schwarzenegger.
"Sweet Chris, my ex, got engaged to Katherine today, and I'm so happy for them. I knew that it was going to happen, and I love her, and I love him, and I'm just so happy that they found each other, and I so subscribe to the idea of, like, expanding, like, family and love and with Jack."
And she, I haven't met her, but
no,
she
awesome.
Seems lovely. You said she's amazing.
Yeah.
Why are you playing crazy music?
Because she doesn't mean that.
Yeah, she
you
does.
You think she really... lovely pet. I'm so happy for... No, you don't. You want him to die.
It seems like they kind of stayed friends. I kind of believe it.
I mean, that'd be nice if they did, but I don't.
Fitness buff Jillian Michaels fired back at Al Roker, Andy Cohen, and Vinny from Jersey Shore after they criticized her for slamming the keto diet. Jillian was on TMZ Live to address the feud with celebs who attacked her for speaking out against the high-fat, low-carb weight loss craze. Roker blasted Jillian as a bully, and Cohen called her a jackhole of the day on his show Watch What Happens Live.
I mean, look, here's the bottom line. You know, if we're going to talk about Al Roker and the Jersey Shore guy and Andy Cohen, I mean, I would say, why don't we behave like adults? You know, we don't need a name call. We don't need to have personal attacks. If we're going to have a debate about keto, let's have a debate about keto. But of course, when I invited them to do that, you know, both ran away with their tail between their legs, and I haven't heard a word since in days.
Former child star Macaulay Culkin is talking about his friendship with Michael Jackson and his complicated family life. He said in his mind, people only think there's something odd about it because Jackson was the most famous person in the world. As for the age gap, he said, "I was a peerless person. Nobody else in my Catholic school had even this much idea of what I was going through. And he was the kind of person who'd been through the exact same thing and wanted to make sure that I wasn't alone." He said that the singer was hilarious, sweet, and funny. He said that they would often prank call people. He said he was blanking hilarious. He was charming, funny, and silly. "For me, it's so normal and mundane. I know it's a big deal to everyone else, but to me, it was a normal friendship."
What do you think Michael Jackson's like? "Hey, is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it."
I don't know, man. Crazy stuff. I'm excited about that Michael Jackson documentary that's coming out to see what's going to be on that. But Macaulay Culkin has always maintained that nothing inappropriate happened between them. But just because somebody didn't necessarily do anything with you that was inappropriate doesn't mean that they haven't done anything with anyone else. That's all I'm going to say. And coming up in less than an hour, this artist is now suing her dad.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, don't go anywhere. We got so much going on here in the next 30 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're going to have your chance to qualify for the trip to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. Just announced Alicia Keys is going to be the host. And just for getting qualified, we'll hook you up some digital downloads of some Grammy-nominated artists. But coming up next, she's found herself. At least we hope. She's been gone for a year, but she's back. Liv the Web Girl was on vacation. And boy, some things got awkward, some were embarrassing, some things went wrong. We're going to hear what happened with her and also hear your stories about things that just went terribly wrong next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Aloha, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hang 10, dude. So, Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
She has been gone for a while, but she's back. Welcome back. And
Thank you.
Just got back from a wedding / vacation in Hawaii.
It was a wedding?
Yes. Well, it was a vow renewal.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Oh, wait. Yeah. I thought it was a wedding. Okay.
No. So my boyfriend's parents renewed their vows for their 30th wedding anniversary.
Jeez, how old are they? 80?
You're kidding.
What?
I'm just
kidding. They've got to be close.
His mom is 29. I learned that his mom told my boyfriend that she was 29 for like 10 years in a row. And then finally, when he was like, a sophomore in high school, he told someone, he was like, oh yeah, my mom's 29. And like, that math doesn't really work out. And he
That's
was like,
fantastic.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
So the vacation was good, but I hear there were some things that weren't so good.
No. So I got super, super, super drunk one of the nights. And it's the very first time that I've gotten like really intoxicated in front of his family.
Uh-oh.
And it was so embarrassing. So we went hiking that day. And I didn't eat anything like all day because we were like hiking and we went to go see turtles on the beach, all this stuff. So I didn't really eat anything. Then we go to this super nice dinner and I have a glass and a half of wine.
And that takes you over the edge?
And that took me over the edge that day.
I'm surprised. You're not a lightweight, Liv.
I know I was. And it was super like out of character for me to get that drunk off of just that.
So what were you doing, though?
This is so embarrassing. So my boyfriend has a space in between his head and his shoulder that I call his nook. And I'm like, give me your nook. Let me lay in your nook. And
in front of his parents?
So at the dinner table in front of his parents, all of his brothers, his sister's boyfriend, in this circular table at this one of the top 10 restaurants in the country, I was hammered being like, give me your breakfast nook. Let me lay in your breakfast nook. Give it to me. Look at his breakfast nook. Look how cute it is. Like trying to like lay into his breakfast nook and then like kind of fell asleep for a second.
Oh my God.
When I think of like the word nook, I think of nookie. Like I would be like, what is you want from my boy?
No, I get what she's saying, but man, I have severe secondhand embarrassment just hearing about it.
It is like literally so much anxiety. I can't.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. 833-563-2539. What went wrong on the vacation? What went wrong on the trip? I didn't have that experience where I embarrassed myself in front of my significant other. Well, actually, I have done some stuff when we went to Costa Rica, but that doesn't have to go on the air. But I remember when I ruined a vacation or a trip, I forgot my passport, and we needed it, and we were about 3 hours into the trip, so we had to turn around.
Oh, I would have been. I don't know that I would have ever talked to you again after that.
Well, Lindsay was my girlfriend at the time, my now wife, so I guess technically she didn't have to talk to me again, but she was pissed. And the thing that's worse is she never lets me live it down. She's like, you got your passport?
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Stuff?
After you do something like that, there is no living it down. You're forever that person. Forever.
Well, last year I, now famously got in a fight with my boyfriend, the Egyptian, on our way to out of town. We went to go see a baseball game. The trip was like 4 hours.
Okay.
And in the middle of this trip, I get mad at him and I crawled into the back seat and sat in the back seat while he drove me like an Uber driver and was mad and refused to talk to him for the whole rest of the way. And he kept reaching his arm back, trying to touch my knee. Alex, I'm sorry.
That is literal petty. Goals.
Yeah, you guys are still going strong right there. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. How did your vacation go terribly wrong? We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX, 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Okay, what happened? What went wrong when you were on your vacation on your trip? Alex talked about how she got in a fight with her boyfriend, Egyptian, and she pretty much made him become an Uber driver. She crawled into the back while the car was moving and sat there for like the 2 or 3 hour trip. My wife still does not forget the time that I forgot our passport and we had to drive all the way back home to get it. It was like 3 hours each way. That kind of sucked. And Liv the Web Girl just got back from Hawaii, and she wanted to do something with her boyfriend's nook.
She got drunk at dinner and wanted to crawl into the space between his neck and his head or something.
At a fine dining restaurant. I'm sure that's really normal.
The entire thing will give you severe secondhand embarrassment. I don't recommend going back on the podcast and listening to that story.
I recommend sharing it with her family if you know her. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and I don't even know what to say about what happened to you. What's your embarrassing story?
Oh, it's terrible. So I'm 13 on the beach in Florida with my cousins, and we had actually met this group of guys, and we're like playing in the ocean kind of, but have our actual clothes on, not swimsuits. And when I come back up onto the beach, I had a feminine product, pair of shorts on the beach.
So you're saying, okay, your phone cut out. So you were on the beach, and then you had a feminine product come out of your clothes?
Yes, a pad fell out of my shorts.
Oh, I cannot imagine.
Wow.
Did you just walk slowly into the ocean and just drown yourself? Because that's what I would have done.
I probably should have, but I just took off running to the hotel instead.
Oh, bless your heart.
Hey, thank you, Ashley, for calling in. We appreciate it. I think that's, if there is such thing as a winner, that's a winner. Like, Live the Web Girl, you should be feeling a hell of a lot better about yourself now after hearing Ashley's story. You can let us know if you got any of those embarrassing stories that you want to share on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we have got your chance to win a trip to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. As a matter of fact, why don't you call now? We're going to play a little game. We'll get you hooked up with that. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That is 833-563-2539. Good luck. Oh, man, this is a really cool prize we've got all this week here on the Joe and Alex Show for you. It's your chance to qualify to win a trip to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, by the way, hosted by Alicia Keys. Just announced that in the garbage with Alex. And we're going to fly you out there, too. We're not going to make you walk or, you know, drive. We're going to put you in an airplane flown by Live the Web Girl. So she's Web the Pilot Girl. No, you're not a fly, right?
Yeah, of course, sure.
There you go.
Actually, I have flown a plane before, a little Cessna.
Oh, okay. Well, if the co-pilot will be Alex. So there you go. You're going to get there in no time flat. Let's get some people on the phone to play the game and try to get hooked up. Ryan, good morning.
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Hang on. Let me get your opponent. Matt, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. We got Ryan and we've got Matt, producer Porkchop. Make sure everybody's listening closely. We'll explain how this is going to work.
Ryan and Matt, today we will be playing Grammy Trivia. Mm. I've got six questions here and one just in case you tie. I do have an example for you as well, though. So it'll go like this. I'll ask you, so the most Grammys ever won is 31 Grammys by one person. Who was it? Was it A, George Stoley, B, Beyonce, or C, Quincy Jones? You are going to buzz in with your name as soon as you know the answer. So if I don't even give any options, Ryan, go ahead and say your name. Matt, same with you. Got it?
Right. Yep.
All right. Remember, you are buzzing in with your name. I will ask the first question. You can wait until I answer or until I give all three multiple choice questions. Here we go. How much does a Grammy Award weigh? A, 4 pounds, 6 ounces. B, 10 pounds. C, 6 pounds.
Ryan. A.
That is incorrect. You get a chance to steal, Matt.
I'll say C.
That is correct.
Oh!
Wow!
Dang!
That is heavy.
Alex, do you want to ask question two?
Sure. The 61st Annual Grammy Awards are scheduled to take place at A, the Staples Center in Los Angeles, B, the Toyota Center in Houston, or C, Madison Square Garden in NYC.
Ryan. Matt.
Ryan.
A.
That's right.
That is correct.
The Staples Center in LA.
All right, I'll ask number three. The rap category was added to the Grammys in what year? A, 1988, B, 2006, or C, 2016?
Matt.
Matt?
B.
That is incorrect.
Ryan, you get to try to steal.
A.
A.
Yeah!
1988.
I bet Run DMC was all up in that. All right. Who were the first rap artists to ever win a Grammy? Funny I just said that. A, Run DMC.
Matt.
Oh, wow. Didn't even get to finish. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
A, Run DMC.
That is incorrect.
All right, here we go. A, Run DMC. B, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Or C, Salt-N-Pepa.
I'll go B.
I didn't hear anybody buzzing with their name.
Oh, here we go.
Ryan,
Stickler
Ryan,
Joe.
Ryan B.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay, I'll give it to you. I don't want to give it to you.
But. He said his name after.
That's not how it works. You say it first.
Question number five. Who is the youngest artist to have won a Grammy for Album of the Year? Was it A, Adele, B, Stevie Wonder, or C, Taylor Swift?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Was it Taylor Swift?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Get it.
He's the winner.
We don't even need to answer the other ones because you are the winner, Ryan. Congratulations.
Oh, way to go. Awesome. Hey, Matt, thank you. You got more chances this week to win. But, Ryan, we're getting you set up with some digital downloads for Grammy-nominated artists and maybe getting you on that plane to to L.A. to have Live the Web Girl and Alex fly you out there. So there you go. Hey, you're welcome. Hang on the line. We'll get all your information. And, yeah, around this time tomorrow and on Friday, we'll be hooking you up with your chance to go to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards with the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Check us out online, joeandalexshow.com. Pretty much everything, like our blogs, our podcasts, we put those up there. You can also find our social media links. It's Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Well, it's been interesting, Joe's journey. I told everybody last week, Live the Web Girl, you're on vacation, but I'm actually doing a little boxing right now. I'm doing something at a place, Title Boxing Club, Glendale's where I've been at, but they're all over the country. And it's been really cool. I've been boxing 3 times a week, and they kind of give you a food program, which is honestly the most basic thing I've ever done. It's just real food in proportions. It's crazy. It's no, it's like super weird diet or anything. But the first week, they gave me like so much food. I'm like, I can't eat this much. Like, really? They were matching it up. Yeah, I've never had that before, and it was just normal food. And I was like, I can't do this. And I was just so full. And I think that might have been why when I weighed in, I was only down 1 pound. I was like so bummed. I'm like, wait a minute. I worked out 3 times this week here, plus I walked my dogs. I ate everything I was. I didn't drink any alcohol. I didn't do anything. And I'm like, 1 pound? I was like, I was so pissed. I was talking to Matt. I'm like, dude, like, this really makes me like, I'm not mad at you, but I'm really upset.
So wait, but you only did the boxing though? You didn't do like running or anything? Like, well, you think that had to do with it?
I won't do running. No, I did the hour boxing class was 3 times a week, which is great cardio.
Well, I think too, when you start a new workout sort of thing, or when you start like working out more, your body retains more water weight at first. So maybe that's what's going on.
Is that what it is?
I'm drinking a ton of water. I'm drinking about 1 gallon a day.
Maybe that's
right,
why.
So your body's just maybe like retaining a lot of, more water weight right now.
Well, get it out.
But
get it
that
out.
Doesn't, that means like in the weeks to come, that'll all go away.
I'm wow. hoping. I feel better, but like, oh my gosh. Like I feel, it's weird, because I don't know if it's just a placebo effect in my head. Mm-hmm. I feel like even my clothes already now is getting a little bit looser. Just like shirts, for example, because my shirts are always so tight on my man boobs. It's just like, looks like I'm showing them off. So I'm feeling good, but it's just like, I wish I had a bigger update, but I guess I have to be happy with what it is. But that was like, I don't know, like when you really commit to something and you do it, it's just so frustrating when you don't get the results. I wasn't expecting to lose like 10 pounds, but I'm like, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, something. I'm like, my shirt's gross, can ring out with sweat. Like when I'm
well,
doing
maybe
this boxing
you're gaining
stuff.
Muscle because you're actually working out harder too.
Yeah, that could
think?
Be it too.
I don't know. I mean, I'm keeping it going, but it's just like I'm hoping to have better results next week for you when I actually when I weigh in to tell you how I'm doing. But I'll tell you what though, getting the frustration out, hitting that bag. Oh my gosh, they're like uppercut, 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 hook, hook, hook. I'm like, yeah.
I think you
yeah!
might have a point with the water retainment and the fact that you're building muscle probably. And then you said you cut out alcohol, but
yeah,
otherwise
I haven't
did
had
you
any alcohol.
But otherwise, is your diet changing? Like, are you having smaller portions and eating a well-rounded, like, healthy
yeah,
diet?
Yeah, let me real quick. I'll just pull up, like, MyFitnessPal, which I recommend is a great app. Liv, you use that, too, I think,
yeah,
just to
absolutely.
Track what you
Love
eat. It's called MyFitnessPal. You could upgrade it. But, like, for example, I'll go to yesterday because today's not that good. Yesterday for breakfast, I had and this is based on my size, okay? So this mm-hmm. is why it's – but I had 2 cups of Greek yogurt, 0%. I had 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, 1 cup of strawberries, 1/2 cup of blackberries. So I'm pretty much having 1.5 cups of strawberries or carbs.
Right.
Then I'm having fat, which is peanut butter, 2 tablespoons,
right.
and 2 cups of protein, which is my yogurt.
Right.
Then for lunch, I got home. I made myself an egg white. I had 6 egg whites. By the way, egg whites have no taste like regular eggs.
Ugh. No, I love egg whites.
I mean, I like them, but they're not the same as a regular. That yellow part is where the flavor at. And then I had a cup of asparagus. I could eat asparagus all day. I love it.
I love asparagus too, but only the tip. Giggity.
You do, which is so weird. Have you actually tried the other parts of it?
Yeah, I don't like it. I also only like the tip of broccoli.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and then for dinner, this is actually really good. And I like this because Lindsay likes it. And we're actually bonding more because we struggle a lot where I'm kind of like the unattentive husband and I'm trying to be more there and not just be like, I'm not like, woman, make me a sandwich, but I'm not really there when she's doing stuff. Right. She feels overworked, but me being by her side helps. So we got like a head of lettuce and pulled off the leaf so you can make a wrap out of that. So we made lettuce wraps last night with ground turkey. I had 6 ounces of that. So that's a regular like serving size. Had some brown rice, a little bit of salsa, a little bit of Greek yogurt, which I've always heard people say like it tastes like sour cream. Holy crap, it kind of does. Like, it was good compared to putting sour cream on there.
Yeah, it's a good substitute.
So, yeah, and other than that, I drank 18 cups of water yesterday.
See, I think the important thing here is that Joe is getting a professional's advice rather than finding something on the internet that you're kind of taking on to your own
trend
thing.
Diets are trends for a reason. They always come and go.
Exactly. They don't work. And you're getting help from a like professional.
So the boxing dude also helps you with your meals?
They do. They meal plan there. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. I guess this is my ignorance with this. Have you ever done boxing, Liv? Because I know, Alex,
yes,
you don't do a lot of physical stuff.
No way.
I've done boxing.
Talking to them, like, their main client are women. Like, I didn't realize so many women box.
Oh, yeah.
And these girls there, like, I'm not checking them out, but I'm checking them out. They are not like... like weightlifting females, which some might be turned off, but these women are toned, muscular. I'm like, oh my god, you could, they could beat my butt because I can't even get through the class. I have to like catch my breath, and they're like, I'm like, I dare somebody to try to do something to them.
Demi Lovato loves boxing.
Kathy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think I need to do?
Maybe a couple water pills, to get rid of the excess buildup in your body, and this is going to be totally disgusting because I am not even sure I want this on the radio.
Well, hold on. Okay, I just want to make sure you keep it clean, okay?
Yeah, no, there's a product that it's called the Cleaner, and it's at the vitamin shop.
The Cleaner. This doesn't sound good.
Is it a laxative?
Well, you have no idea how much buildup is in your body that is weighing down. And you said you only lost 1 pound, and I did it for 7 days. And there was so much excess buildup in my body, I literally lost 6 pounds in 1 week.
Whoa. Oh, my God. The Cleaner?
From all of the junk in my system, like in my intestines. And
okay, Kathy. God, I love you.
I
love you. We should, do it the Cleaner challenge. Just like we should all weigh ourselves before and do it for a week.
Here's the thing. I want you to ask the guy helping you out at the Title Boxing.
Okay.
About this, the Cleaner, because I'll so do it if he says it's healthy. But I want to make sure.
See how much I
want to make sure that this is legit.
Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say? We're talking about Joe's journey this week.
Well, Joe, you're doing awesome, but don't be discouraged with that 1 pound loss. In the beginning, it's usually small. A lot of times you're gaining the muscle, so you're not really losing anything, but you are converting it, which is always good.
It is. You know what? I think it's just the thing that, for me, everybody's different, but I realize how far I have to go just to be healthy.
I have an idea. Why don't you drink the worm at the bottom of like a tequila? Have the worm eat a lot of your food for you.
Oh, I'll put a tapeworm inside of my body if that helps, right? You tell me where I get tapeworm
at. I'll order one off the black market for you, Joe.
Awesome. That's the best news I ever heard.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, this is one of my favorite things we get to do here on the Joe and Alex Show. What we're into, and you actually get to tell us things that you like. It could be a show you love watching on Netflix, maybe... Alex has a lot of beauty stuff and fashion stuff. It's clothing or makeup. Whatever it is, share with us. 833-JOE-ALEX. Also, 833-563-2539. And send us a tweet right now. We'll get to some of those when we do What We're Into next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm into it. I like it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into. It's our chance to share with you things we think are cool, interesting, that you might like, and you can do the same thing. Let us know. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, or send us a tweet. We like to retweet you and talk about those at Joe and Alex Show. Let's kick things off with producer Porkchop this week, man. What are you into?
I am into an app called Snap Shift. That's SnapShyft.
Okay, I thought you swore for a second. Okay, what is SnapShyft?
It's an app, kind of like Craigslist, but where you could go get jobs. Like, for instance, I'm looking right now, and it says, this weekend, a bartender is needed. $200 pay from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Wow.
Is that good money?
Yeah, that's very, I mean, that's good. Yeah.
I didn't know you can randomly hire bartenders. Don't you have to have like a special license
or
skills or something?
You do. It'll
Alex
tell
shows
you.
Up. She's like, I like fruity drinks. That's yeah. what I'm making.
No, there are some that you need certain qualifications and things. In certain states, you need certain liquor license. For instance, you could do this one. Tonight from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., a dishwasher is needed, and you get $55.
Oh.
Now, do I need to have a license for that to wash dishes?
And I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, you have to upload like your legal stuff, you know, like your ID, W-2
stuff. Oh, they want me to
stuff.
Actually pay taxes and stuff?
Right.
I'm out. No, thank you. What about you, Alex? What are you into this week?
So I actually have an app also. It's called the Goodreads app, and it's book reviews, and it helps you like find books and keep track of all the books that you're reading. So if you're a reader like I am, and I'm I like fiction, so that's my type of books, by the way, if
I get
you
confused.
Were curious.
So fiction is real, right?
No, it's not real.
God, I honestly like still struggle. So nonfiction is real,
so
and fiction is fake.
One thing that I always want to know is like, you know, if I liked this book, what other books would I like? So this helps you explore book lists and new genres. You can give and get book recommendations. You can see what your friends are reading. You can keep track of books that you want to read and books that you've already read. So in my app, I have a list of all the books that I've already read in case I forgot. And it just kind of helps inspire you to read more. You can set challenges for yourself. You can join little book clubs with other people. It's really, really awesome. So that is the Goodreads app.
Are you currently reading anything right now?
Yeah, I am reading, what is it called? Something When the Crawdads Sing or something like that. It's by Delia Owens. It's a Reese Witherspoon book club book is what
I'm reading. Okay.
Yeah.
Get your ECPC on. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What are you into?
I'm really into this show on Netflix. It's a remake of the old show, Queer Eye for the
Straight Guy.
Okay. Yes, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. So it's a remake of it. So it's out with two seasons. It started like 2 years ago, and it's five gay guys, and they all have different things that they are expertise on, like fashion. There's grooming, so hair, beard, skincare. There's decor. Oh. There's food and wine. And then there's culture.
Part of your makeover is you food and wine?
Yeah, so they
you
teach you
to
how to cook.
Right.
They teach you how to cook, just
wow.
kind of like making you a better person.
That's fun.
And so it's a whole makeover show, and it's so funny, and they just make over all these different people, and it's like so much more than just a makeover show, too. They're just so funny.
I heard it was emotional.
It does. It can
really?
Get emotional. Yeah, I cried.
Well, I think
yeah.
you make a transformation of my... Lindsay, my wife, wants to watch it, and she wants me to. Do you think, like, would your boyfriend watch it? Would I watch it?
No, my boyfriend would not watch it because he just would not be into it. He's not into like makeover and stuff like that. You would like it, I think.
Oh, I
and
think I
And I
would.
Think that you would be obsessed with the tips. Like you would start, I think it could help you.
Maybe
what if it's a
would.
Whole new Joe? It's
I
like,
really
what happened
do.
To him?
Maybe they'll be the ones
Ray,
to finally get him to
I've
shave his beard.
I'm literally actually like not even kidding. I'm going to sign you up for this show.
Well,
Claire.
See, like, I kind of lean on Porkchop to represent, like to have that eye for me, and he hasn't really done anything.
So the hosts are gay, but the people that if you want to get a makeover, you don't necessarily have to be gay. You can be straight,
can be
gay, or whatever,
straight,
right?
Okay. Trans.
Then let's
whatever.
Sign Joe up.
All right. Sounds like a Lady Gaga song. And for me, I've talked about this before, but I've never done it for what we're into. I watched it again, even though I've already watched one season with my wife. I'm loving the show on Netflix. It's called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and it is absolutely amazing.
I love it, too.
There's only 8 episodes. Have you seen them all?
I think I did finish the last one last night, yeah.
It is just so incredible. She just makes me want to just relax. And I love when she enters the room. She's like, hi!
She's so cute.
I'm like, how are you always so happy? I need that positive energy. And they're saying because of the show, if you're looking for deals, go to thrift shops because everybody's getting rid of their old stuff. They're decluttering. And she shows you really easy ways. She breaks it down, too, if you don't know where to start. She has different patterns. The number one thing she always starts with is clothing. And it's crazy to see this, Alex. I know you've watched it. They'll go and they'll take every piece of clothing and throw it on the bed or on the floor somewhere. And you're like, oh my God, I have so much clothing, so much stuff.
Yeah, she wants you to see how much you have, and then she wants you to go one by one, pick up every single article of clothing you have, hold it up, and decide if it still brings you joy or not. And if it doesn't, then you're supposed to thank it and get rid of it. But some of these people, when they pile up their clothes, the piles are like all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah, I just would give up if I saw that pile that big.
That's what would happen to me, I think.
But I've only done like my underwear and my socks and my t-shirt drawer, but it looks incredible already, so I got to go through other stuff.
Yeah, you got to find all the skid marks underwear and get rid of those.
And I was like, thank you for your service. Let's talk to Audrey. Hey, what are you into this week here on the Joe and Alex show?
I'm into this app called Down Dog. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of it.
No.
It's like a yoga app, and you can do yoga in your own house. And there's also an instructor that you see the video of her, and she does the poses with you, and then she teaches you. She'll guide you through it. You don't have to watch her if you don't want to, if you're already good enough. But you can start from beginner and go all the way to intermediate and professional.
Oh, I love that. And you know what? The best thing you said right there was free.
Well, it's not all free. I mean, you can still purchase on it to get further in the app, but you don't have to purchase on it, which is what I love about it.
Audrey, can you touch your toes?
Yeah, I actually can. Yeah.
Okay. That's my goal, honestly, through yoga and stuff, just to touch my toes. Like, to have to quit asking Alex or Porkchop to actually tie my shoes for me.
Yeah, I don't like doing that anymore. Please stop.
Well, it's just my shoes. Calm down. Audrey, thank you. We appreciate it. You can let us know what you're into. If you couldn't get through on the phones, just give us a tweet, at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, this artist is suing her dad. What role Mac Miller might have at the Grammys. And this actor revealed to Dr. Phil that he suffers from an unusual addiction.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rihanna is suing her dad in court for using her Fenty brand and his relationship with her to launch a business for himself. In a new lawsuit, Rihanna claims her dad, Ronald Fenty, recently started a talent development company in 2017 called Fenty Entertainment. The problem Rihanna has, the problem is that Rihanna has already trademarked Fenty to use in a number of business ventures, including her well-known Fenty Beauty line now. She claims that he's profiting off the reputation she's created with Fenty, and she says that she sent multiple cease and desist letters to her dad, ordering him to stop capitalizing off of her Fenty trademarks, but says that he's ignored them and continued to make money off of Fenty Entertainment. She's asking a judge to place an injunction on her dad using the name Fenty and for damages.
Wait, are you going to really sue your family?
Guess so.
Dang, Rihanna.
Mac Miller's parents will attend the Grammys in honor of him and will accept the award if he wins. The late rapper's album Swimming was nominated for Rap Album of the Year, his very first ever Grammy nomination. His parents live in Pittsburgh, and his mom has already been helping carry on her son's legacy with the Mac Miller Circles Fund, which I guess is approaching $1 million in donations to help kids in his hometown.
Wow, that's a lot.
Do you think that he would have been nominated for a Grammy if he wouldn't have died? That's like super morbid, I know.
No,
but
that's a question that people always ask, though. When certain people are not even just nominated, whether they win or not, I think it's a legit question. I don't know. I mean, I like Mac Miller, but I think Liv probably knows more of his music than I do. I don't know. You like him, right?
Yeah, I do. I think he still would have been nominated whether he was alive or dead. Yeah,
I don't know much about him.
I think that this album has been one of his best albums, and there's been so many artists that have said that as well, even before he died.
There you go. Dax Shepard revealed on Dr. Phil's podcast, side note, who knew Dr. Phil had a podcast, why he thinks he might have a sex addiction.
I'd say I've had what could maybe be called a sex addiction at some point in my life. Not one that I had to seek treatment for, but
There are worse addictions.
There are worse addictions, yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
What the hell was that?
His laugh.
Is that a laugh?
Yeah.
That sounded really awkward there.
And this is kind of sad, but Aaliyah, the singer, would have been 40 years old today. That is crazy to me. She died, if you don't remember, August 25th, 2001, in an airplane crash. But, of course, she's been in the news recently because of R. Kelly and all that
stuff. Yeah, that's still insane that she'd only be 40. Wow.
But I think that seems so old because, like, you know, I remember her being a teenager.
True, but I remember being in high school, and I don't know, I assume she was at least around 18 or 20 then. But yeah, I get you. Time goes fast.
Wow. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. What do you call it, by the way? Soft drink or pop?
Pop.
Both.
I call it soda. Or just like soda. What its name is.
Okay,
like,
well,
what I'm referencing.
Well, Dr. Pepper is making a play. They want to become the official soft drink of Texas.
Ooh.
But I actually did some research online to see, like, well, do other places have, like, official soft drinks in their state, or what do people represent? And we can just maybe make it, like, for the whole country. So if you had your say, if you could have a vote, what would be the official soft drink of America? And you got to give us the reasons why. We'll go over that next year on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
I think it's safe to say that almost everybody on the Joe and Alex Show loves them some Dr. Pepper.
Yes, that's my very favorite pop.
All right, well, they're making a play. They're making a go of it. They want to become the official soft drink of Texas. They posted a petition on change.org, where all the change happens, and they're asking people to sign it. And Dr. Pepper is trying to change, you know, the way that they're doing things. They're also using the hashtag Dr. Pepper Loves TX to promote the petition. Now, if you didn't know, Dr. Pepper is an old soft drink. It was first made in 1885 by a Waco pharmacist named Charles Alderton.
It's pronounced Wacko.
Oh, my, sorry.
I'm just kidding.
No,
kidding.
And the drink is syrup in syrup form was first sent to drugstores back in 1891. A Douglas, Texas man began bottling soda water, including Dr. Pepper. And some people say, well, hey, if Texas doesn't do Dr. Pepper, maybe they can do Big Red, because that's another popular one. I want to know, not just Texas, but how about the entire country? Like, what would be the drink of America if you could have a vote and have your favorite drink be it? What would it be? 833-JOE-ALEX. Join in this conversation at 833-563-2539. And let me throw out some other states on this list that I found here. California. They actually have A&W. It was founded in California back in 1919. And their root beer, I guess, is still a big thing. I didn't know that's where A&W root beer came from.
I
love
didn't
root beer. I saw for Indiana, and I've never heard of this. Has anybody heard of Triple X?
No.
No.
I mean, I've heard of the Triple X theaters.
Yeah, they're saying that Triple X was founded in Texas, but it's now an Indiana institution. It's a famous root beer. I have never heard of it.
Yeah, Kay, you're smoking crack.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is. Now, I was born here.
Now, I am proud to tell everybody this. I was born and raised in the great state of Michigan, and this is tough because we have two big ones. We have Faygo. You guys ever had Faygo?
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Like the orange and grape.
Oh, Faygo is so good. And my favorite, even when I'm not sick, but it's always something that when you're in Michigan, you drink when you're sick, your parents give it to you, Verner's.
Never heard of that.
Oh, ginger ale.
It's Verner's. Do not call it ginger ale. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's like a big thing in like southern Kentucky.
But it's not ginger ale. It's called Verner's.
Yeah, no, I know. Verner's, whatever. It is, for people who don't know what it is, it's ginger ale. And, yeah, that doesn't surprise me that you drank that a lot.
Yeah, it's delicious. Nebraska, what do you think their official beverage is?
Milk.
Sprite.
Goat's milk.
Kool-Aid.
Oh, I knew this.
Really?
I knew this.
It's Nebraska's official state drink. They're one of only two states to have one. It was invented there in 1927. How did you know that?
So listen to this story.
Mm.
Like the second day ever that I had started texting
my boyfriend.
Wait,
you went on a date with the Kool-Aid man?
No.
Oh, yeah.
But when I started texting my boyfriend, the Egyptian, he travels for work a lot. And like the second day ever that we've been texting, he was traveling there to Nebraska. And I found out, I Googled the town that he was going to because I just was looking for things to talk about because I like to be creative with, like, you know, topic starters. And I found out. That's not weird. He told me where he was. I looked it up to be like, oh, did you know that they have this there or something? And they are like the official town of Kool-Aid. And they had the weekend he was there, like an official Kool-Aid festival or something. And it's like the most biggest thing or the biggest thing that they do in this city. And so I told him about it. And so because of me and this girl that he had just started talking to, he was able to impress his client because he brought it up. He's like, oh yeah, that cool like Kool-Aid festival thing's going on. They're like, how did you know? That's like so big here.
Oh,
so see,
yeah.
He impressed people.
Oh, yeah.
He impressed people because of me, and then I impressed him because of Google. So I knew that.
All right. What do you guys think Utah's drink is?
Utah.
Keep in mind there's a lot of Mormons there.
Probably water.
No, it's got to be like a soft drink.
Or
like a
bottle.
Water would knock
probably
out.
Probably Sprite, because only boring people drink Sprite.
Well, you were really throwing some shots today.
I like Sprite.
I know, I'm just kidding. I like Sprite, too, but it doesn't have any caffeine, which
correct.
Like, isn't
Sprite's
fun.
Sprite is it, because Utah has a huge Mormon population, and they can't consume caffeine.
Oh, my God.
So they drink a lot of Sprite.
That is so funny.
Smart.
And finally, anybody want to give a guess of what West Virginia?
Mountain Dew.
Yes, there
That's
you go.
Easy.
Mountain Dew. I love me Mountain Dew, and
see,
it rides my team.
What your favorite pop and what you think should be the official soft drink of America to me is different. Like, my very all-time favorite is Dr. Pepper, which is owned by Coca-Cola. But I would say, if we're talking about What is the soft drink officially of the United States? I would say Coca-Cola. That is an all-American drink.
Get out of here with that.
That screams America to me. A bottle of Coke, that's America.
I think it should be Diet Coke, because Diet Coke actually tastes better. And also, maybe we can get this health kick for America going.
It's not healthier. It has aspartame in it. It gives you cancer.
I know it has aspartame in it, which isn't healthy, but it's zero calories and it's so good.
Get out of here, green tea freak.
Diet Coke.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX is 833-563-2539. You've heard from us. Now we want to hear from you. What do you think is the best soft drink or pop or whatever the heck you call it? And that you would say, this is what should be the drink for America. Imagine all the other countries like, dang, America got that pop. Totally jealous of that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Dr. Pepper says, hey, we want to be the official soft drink of Texas. A lot of people say, okay, cool. So they're doing a little online petition. But what should be the official soft drink of America? Alex says Coke. Liv kind of chimes in and says, let's make it healthy. Let's make it Diet Coke. And we're wondering, like, what you would say. I would say Mountain Dew would be America's official drink.
No, not even close.
Oh,
not.
You guys are such haters.
Have we not mentioned Pepsi?
Because nobody likes Pepsi.
That's America's drinks. I mean, the Pepsi halftime show.
Just because you pay for something doesn't mean people like it.
I will say, Pepsi's commercials are always bomb.
Remember that horrible Kendall Jenner
one? Oh, that one, besides that one. All the other Pepsi commercials are really good.
I used to collect Pepsi points as a kid. I got the basketball and the soccer ball.
Pepsi points.
Yeah.
Cruiser pork chop, but you always have a tendency to like something that nobody else likes.
Yes, that is so sad. True. That's so true. He just tried to call someone a celebrity that like no one has ever heard of. So that is another example. Tripping.
He said his celebrity crush was some rando from who's a photographer in Australia. I'm like, okay.
Who?
Try again.
Oh, man. Okay, let's talk to Julaine. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey.
What would be the drink for America?
Okay, so I have two. So my favorite soda is not the soda that I think should be the drink for America. So my favorite soda is Jones Soda.
Okay, that is Canadian.
Yes, that's why it can't be the drink for America. But I agree with you, Alex. When I think of America, I think of Coke.
Yeah.
No, Coke can't be the drink of America.
I think
Santa
of Coke.
Drinks it, okay?
I also think Jones shouldn't be, because Jones is not even soda. Jones is basically like Kool-Aid.
When I think about Jones Soda, I think about emo kids from 2007. Were you a scene kid or an emo kid?
Oh, yeah.
How did I know? That's not true. I used to drink Jones Soda. I was never an emo kid. I was emo.
No, I never drank it, and I never had an emo stage.
That was the drink of MySpace scene kids.
Absolutely. I 1,000% agree with that. My older sister, she went through an emo stage, and she used to get Jones, and her friends.
She used to get Jones. All right, you could let us know what the drink of America would be. You think it's Dr. Pepper? Do you think it's Coke, like Alex says?
Hey, speaking of Coke, there's a Coke up there that says Joe and Alex. Can I drink those?
No, they say Joe and Alex.
Yeah, where's Pork Chop at? Did Pepsi send you one of those?
Where's mine?
Yeah, they didn't, did they?
They will.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, your dummy of the day involves almost impressive how a woman hid four watches. Any guesses? Well, think about it. She hid four Rolex watches in a very special place. We'll tell you about that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for the dummy of the day. Let me hear you sing it.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You know, I think guys are dumb when it comes to getting, you know, ripped off by women, because usually they're attractive that rip us off. And we think, wow, they must really like me.
Is that what they think?
It has to be. Like, why else would you let women, like, come into your room with expensive stuff? This is what happened. A woman met a man at a Miami Beach club and then went back to his hotel room. When the guy used the bathroom, the woman stole five watches worth $108,000.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Who carries five watches? I mean, you must be rich, right?
Oh, loaded.
To have that, just have like over $100,000 in watches.
Or you're dealing black tar heroin.
Hey, that's the good stuff. The victim chased the woman, but she hit him in the head several times and escaped. You don't mess with her. The police found the woman a short time later, and they retrieved one of the watches, but still four were missing. During a strip search at the jail, police found the other four watches.
Wow, I don't want to know.
They were hidden in her Cave of Wonders.
Dude.
Like, do you hear that? I think I hear something.
That do you is smell what the rack is cooking?
Do you smell it?
Guess what time it is?
At the time, it'll be. No, yeah. So it was in her Cave of Wonders. She's been charged with grand theft and introducing contraband into a correctional facility. I'm just impressed. Not to get into too much detail, but one watch, okay. Four?
That's insane.
That's a lot of storage.
The picture in my mind is just so inappropriate.
I just can't wrap my mind around that.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Could be wrong, but I feel like I might have to play this.
Hater, we've got a hater on the line.
No, you need to play the Unsolved Mysteries.
No, see, yes. I knew this is where you're going to take it. I'll give you like 1 minute that I'm going to cut you
no,
off.
No, why do you always ahead. Do this? Why is it always my opinion that's always invalid
because
that I have to
have
be cut
these
off?
Crazy ass opinions that
it
like,
doesn't matter.
Real.
It doesn't
so.
Matter.
I'm
50
excited.
Seconds. Go.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. Number one. Number two.
45 seconds.
The Facebook 10-year challenge is a way to take your age recognition, like. 40. Digital, you know, aging process or whatever, and get information about you. You should not be doing this. There are three possible scenarios that this could be. One of them is actually respectable. The other two are super sketchy and scary. The one could be that they're actually trying to extract data from people to help solve and find missing kid cases. So if you can update age regression technology, it's easy to discover, you know, kids' faces that might have been missing for a while. So if there's a picture taken of them, you'd be like, oh my God, this is so-and-so from 20 years prior right. that went missing or whatever. So that's a good thing. But the other things that are kind of weird are not that, but age recognition is like obviously a really useful way to target people for advertising. So this is a way that people can find out how old you are, how old you look, then get other data about you and start targeting you with more
All
ads and things like that.
All that data is already on Facebook on your profile. How are they getting information they don't already have?
This is extra. It's extra! They put things on there like your location tracking, response and purchase behavior, all these different things. They all go together, okay? The
Where
other
are you getting
thing,
this information, by the way? I want to know what conspiracy website I needed to check out
for
the latest.
This is from Wired.com. It's like a reputable news source. Mm. They're saying, and this is the sketchiest one, is that there's a chance of really scary consequences like age progression could someday factor into insurance assessment in healthcare. So if you're somebody that it looks like, yikes, they get older way
really?
Faster than somebody else in a 10-year period, we're not going to help them out with healthcare. So with all these talks, and I know this is not, a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but if you're one of those people that believes in government run healthcare, this is one of those ways that they can look at you and be like, yikes, this person gets sick easier. Look how old they look compared to other people their age. Yeah, no thanks. We're not going to help them out.
Is this how you spend your life just being like paranoid and conspiracy? Like everybody else sees the 10-year Facebook challenge. Like, hey, this is fun. Like, oh my God, look at me back then. Oh, I look so
no.
bad.
If we start getting government-run healthcare and you're denied coverage and this has to do with it, don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay, thank you.
The reason why I'm
Chicken
saying...
Chicken Little, the sky's falling.
The reason why I'm saying don't do the 10-year challenge... is because it's
lame.
Kind of lame.
Yes! See, Liv and I are always on this. We're always 10 steps ahead. If you
no,
are doing
you
any
are
of these super viral...
things.
No, because if you're one of the people that are doing this, you're so boring, you're so lame. You're like, I'm going to do it because
true.
Everyone else is
That's
doing
not
it.
True. Just because you don't like it, tons of people are doing it. So you're telling me everybody else online is boring and you
yes.
are the only ones that are cool?
I
yes.
will say...
Fool yourself much?
I will say that the Kylie Jenner 10-year one, did you see that? It went viral. She obviously didn't do it herself, but someone did it for her.
Oh, and, where before ooh, and after lip injections?
It, well, like just the 10-year progress and the disrespect.
The disrespect.
The disrespect. back.
Yeah, I'd like to see your whole Kardashian clan, the before and after. I want to see their faces, their butts, their whole body.
Do you think
nothing.
I'm...
I want to see Bruce Jenner's or Caitlyn Jenner.
She posted one.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner posted before and after of her as Bruce and then her now.
Also, I just want to say, isn't she like in her 70s or 60s?
Yes.
Lame!
Yes, see? But if you do, but as far as the 10-year or the how hard did aging hit you challenge thing goes, if you think that I have a point that this data could be used against us one day, tweet us at Joan Alex Show and tell me if you think I'm crazy or if you think I could be on something.
Or you just think that she likes to pee in everybody's Cheerios and be a grouch.
Am I the only one that did it out of all of us?
Yes.
I was waiting for Joe.
You know what? Actually, if Pork Chop's the only one, then maybe there's a point here.
Why haven't you done it if you're such a big fan?
I didn't say I was a big fan of it, but I'm saying that there's nothing wrong with doing it. Because you guys, especially you, Alex, you always do it. Oh, there's some conspiracy with the government. I'm not doing that.
And nine times out of ten, I've been right.
You know why I haven't.
You know why I did it, Alex? Because look at me. Wasn't I such a cutie back
Pork
then?
Pork Chop's photo is actually up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram if you want to go check it out. I think...
Pork Chop, when it comes to his looks, though, he's very narcissistic. I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like, you know... Well, you are very cute, and you know you're cute. So I think for Pork Chop posting it, he knows, like, ooh, I look good 10 years ago. Now I still look good. Is yours riddled in self-insecurity? Like, is that why you don't want to post it?
No, I'm trying to think. If I'm 33, I would have been 23. I mean, I probably was about the same size. Maybe I lost weight around then.
So why haven't you done it?
I didn't have hair. I just don't think I've actually like hopped on and done it. That doesn't mean I think it's a dumb thing.
I think today's the last day. After this, it's too late.
Oh, no, it's definitely over. I think it's lame that you brought it up.
Oh. But tomorrow, hey. Joe's going to tell us how we need to watch Bird Box. He's so mad.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And Kelly, guess what?
What?
We're going to send you to Girl Scout cookies and beer.
Woo! No way!
Yeah, it's going on January 24th. It's a week from tomorrow at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Starts at 5:30 and it goes to 8. You got to be at least 21 or older. And attendees receive a collectible tasting glass. And it's cool because the local breweries, for example, there's Cannonball Brewing Company, Centerpoint Brewing Company, there's Chili Water Brewing Company, so many of them, they take their beer... And then they're like, okay, I think this Girl Scout cookie will pair the best with this beer.
That's so cool.
It's going to be a really fun event, 21 plus. Tickets are available at Eventbrite now. You can go get them, Eventbrite, you can go get them there right now. But you just won them, Kelly. Way to go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information. And tomorrow and Friday around this time as we wrap up the Joe and Alex Show, we will have more of those tickets for you. Alex, looking forward to the dentist today?
No, two more cavities to be filled.
Ugh, I wish you luck. I hope they numb you up good.
Me too.
What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
This time yesterday, I was talking about how I had some car issues. Well, a listener reached out to me, DM'd me on Instagram, and was like, hey, like I work at Quick Lane Ford off of 106. He's like, you should come up. We'll check it out. So I went up and checked it out, and they fixed my car so awesomely, and I'm broke.
For free?
No.
And I was like, that's a hell of a deal right there, man.
And I'm broke. And so he was like, well, just so you know, we've got like this credit card system. There's no APR, whatever, for 6 months.
Oh, God. You sign up for a credit card?
Yeah, that's good. That's good
no,
for your
it's
credit.
Not. That's Why? Nice Yikes. Of them to help you, but...
But there's no interest for 6 months.
And guess what a lot
And it was
of people
a small
do.
Bill, so okay. I'm going to pay it off in six okay. months and then gone.
I thought I stressed myself out
yeah,
with money.
Right?
It's
hey, my
you
credit
are 10 times
is...
Worse.
What? You know, I guarantee my credit's better than yours.
Okay,
I don't think so.
You shouldn't even have credit. You should have no debt.
Doesn't your credit go down the more debt you have, too, that you're not paying?
Actually, they like it, Alex, because if you have more debt and you pay it... Listen, I apologize to Liv. I apologize to you. I genuinely care about you guys, but I sound really preachy, I guess, when I try to offer help. But you do you. I'm glad your car's getting fixed.
It's not like a credit card where I could go spend things anywhere.
No. I'm very happy for you. I'm glad your car is fixed.
And thank you.
People need to give you a big tip when you Uber them around.
Thanks,
Liv Ramsey would literally
he beat the crap
die
out of you.
If he heard your
If something happens
situation.
To him today, it's your fault.
We need to get like a financial makeover expert on the show.
What?
To, like,
Wouldn't
just
that
go,
be great?
Just deal with your
I think that would be good, too.
My credit score is 710. That's really good.
Yeah, that is good, but...
Mine's
your
broke.
Well, yeah, pay me more.
Yeah, okay. This is a whole other topic. Liv, can you pay Pork Chop more money?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, what do you got going on today? I'm sure you're busy doing a bunch of stuff.
Not at all. I just need to catch up on this jet lag I have from this trip from Hawaii. I mean, the jet lag is so real. I cannot wait to nap today.
Do you still have sand in your woohoo?
A little bit, I'm not going to lie.
I was going to say, I thought she did this morning when she walked in.
No, definitely in my hair. There's definitely sand in my hair.
You look tan.
You didn't wash it?
Thank you. No, I did wash it, but like it's hard to get. I have a lot of freaking hair, Alex. It's hard to get it all out.
Hey, you know what? It is January, so you can be as hairy as you want. We don't care. All right, Alex, Live the Web Grill, Pork Chop. We got to get out of here, man. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.